driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Somerville. Okay, so you're just echoing what I'm saying, and that's not cool. So come up with your own stuff.
Echo spooky.
All right.
There's a ghost in the shell.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and it was about 20 seconds past 9:04 there, and we're at new record pace here. Never been in the station. Never been in the station this early. It's
except when our show was at 7.
Hey, the 7 o'clock show, that was a great season. We got nothing bad to say about the 7 o'clock show.
We have a birthday shout-out this morning.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to Fifi.
Do you think Fifi's listening?
No way.
It is Fifi's birthday. I saw that on Facebook. So that's, happy birthday, Fifi.
Happy birthday.
You
know what they say. It only comes around once a year.
You can take this one. Your birthday does only come once a year. That's cool. Very cool stuff.
These are true things. So, only comes by once a year. Speaking of once a year, it's only once a year that we get to sit down together at this radio station. And we get to say, hey, Charlie, how are you? It's really nice to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple years.
How's it going?
Nice to see you. Where you been?
So you only say once a year, you say, haven't seen you in a couple years.
Exactly.
That seems like that's almost never going to be a true statement.
Well, no one said anything about truth. We're not men of truth. We lie.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you put it that way.
Yes, it's all about lies.
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 Let's play some music. I can't.
You can't deal with my lies this morning.
Can't deal with it.
That's all right. It's really all right. I'm going to play some music. Take it away, Scott. Oh, Scott's not here.
Scott over in Studio C. He's been doing most of the production for us.
Yeah, for
you want to go? You want to play? You want to press play?
Yeah, I mean, I could press play, or I could just keep talking.
Just go.
Okay, fine. We'll press the play button. We'll press the play button.
You're about to get banned permanently from the show.
Banned! Okay. Banned!
Oh my God. Your mic's off, so.
We're having a technical
problem. So when you spend all of your delay, this is like the boy who cried wolf.
No, we're having a technical problem.
Yeah, well, so when you delay us for 2 minutes refusing to press play, then you lose all of the leeway time that you would have had for a technical difficulty. So now you're really blocking us up, is what I'm saying.
We're good now, so.
Okay, well, why don't you press play?
Okay.
That's horrible. Backed into the chorus and hold at the alarm, but the moment I wake up, I come to life again. Slowly as the light shines again, the frozen white
If you just give me a couple more seconds, I'll have a song on. Don't worry, I'm just having some technical difficulties.
Is that the best you got?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's those are the limits of my comedy.
That's what the bot would say.
The bot doesn't know its limits. It's part of its strengths.
Remember when we did the hand, the back of the hand down?
Oh, the...
That's so good. So Zach and I actually went to a concert last night. We've done this from time to time, approximately three times in our... Four times.
Four.
To Boston Calling, we went to...
Oh, yeah.
And then we went to the other three that you more immediately remembered. So that's fun. We've done that on an average once a year. And this time is the day before a show. It was a good show.
It was a good show. There were some balance issues in the beginning. Namely, the bass was sufficiently
loud. Probably 15 to 20 times louder than it should have been, and probably being played at two octaves lower than it would be normally. It was painful.
It was really not a sound to be felt through the ears and a sound to be felt in the bowels. So that was fun. And then it was more fun once the bass like went to a normal octave and volume.
You want to just type on their keyboards real quick into the microphone?
Yeah, why not? I feel like we should probably bring the
Sounds pretty good. It's a good kind of bass sound.
I think we need a mechanical.
Well, it's not about the loudness, it's about the...
Well, I mean, there's a nice clickety-clack that you get from the mechanical that you really don't get from these things. Like, when you're doing the typing...
But here you got one noise per hit of the finger.
Well, it depends what you define a noise as.
Okay, well, that's fine. But if you looked at the a graph of the volume, there would be one hump.
Well, that would also be the case for some flavors of mechanical keyboard. It really depends on the action of the switch. You know, if there's a stop somewhere in the middle of its, descent down. And if you bottom out the key. Are you doing the typing test?
No, I'm just hitting random keys. But, so the delete key sounds a lot better.
Going slow. I only got 80.
I just have a bunch of K's, J's, L's, and N's.
Well,
typed into the address bar of Google Chrome. Why don't we do something else?
I had the rules of baseball.
I love the rules of baseball.
Yeah, those are good rules. All right, we could read a little poem. I think that's
Whoa! Microphone holders have gotten new cords.
Oh yeah, they have. I'm gonna read a poem.
Whatever. Now immediately following, there will be no talking, there will be no laughing, there will be no coughing. You're gonna start a song.
Wow. So
that's the script. So go ahead.
That's a big job. All right, we'll queue up a song right now. First, I should queue up the instrumental track for our poem. All right, we've got our instrumental track for our poem.
You're taking a lot of time here.
Well,
don't you think you could have been typing some of this stuff in?
No, I'm using the mouse. Okay. We're all set.
Okay. This is a you thing. Everything's set for you. You just need to do it.
I'm playing. This ticket. It's a revocable license to attend the event listed on the front. It is subject to the full terms found at www.ticketmaster.com. Such license could be revoked without refund for non-compliance with the terms. Unlawful sale or attempted sale prohibited. Tickets obtained from unauthorized sources may be invalid, lost, stolen, or counterfeit. And if so, this ticket may not be resold.
Not be resold.
For an amount in excess of the face value of the ticket.
No scalping.
Without the written consent of the issuer.
No scalping.
Maximum resale restrictions may apply. For example, Pennsylvania, greater of $5 or 25% of ticket price plus tax. New York, if venue seats more than 5,000 persons, ticket may not be resold within 1,500 feet from the physical structure of this place of entertainment under penalty of law. In the event a legal baseball game is not played, ticket may be exchanged for same price seat for either A, rescheduled game, if any, or, if applicable, B, any home game within 12 months of the original game, if available. Complimentary tickets not exchangeable or redeemable for any benefit offered to tickets with a dollar value.
Time.
Time. Opponent.
Opponent.
Rosters.
Rosters.
Date.
Date.
What do these things have in common?
What do these things have in common? Ticketmaster.
Subject to change.
All subject to change.
This ticket may not be used for advertising.
May not be advertising.
Or other trade purposes.
Trade purposes.
Without what? What do you need?
Written consent of the issuer.
Righto.
Bing, bing, bing.
Applicable taxes are included. Holder assumes all risks occurring before, during, or after event, including injury by any cause.
Injury by any cars.
Management, facility, league, participants, clubs, artists, their representatives, and their personnel, Ticketmaster, and their respective affiliates and representatives from any related claims. Take care of your ticket, as it can't be replaced if lost, stolen.
Treat this ticket like cash.
And it is valid.
Treat this ticket like cash. It's like cash. Treat this ticket like cash. It's cash. Treat it like cash. This ticket like trash. Treat this ticket like trash, cash. All right.
fences to us and throw them away. Tell me what kind of monster have I been today? But you smile and call me tough guy to the opposite effect. It's a flower in a gun and the tough guy's a wreck. Out of stone, and my heart is a hollow with a space for your own, or whatever you wanna do with it. And I'm blaming all beauty upon you, from the birds at my feet to the breakdancing boys and their boomboxes.
Sorry, I'm crying in public. The time, opponent, roster, and date of the game I was going to all changed, so I'm pretty sad.
Dang. What's that buzzing?
Buzzing?
You hear buzzing?
Buzz.
Buzz, buzz.
Buzz.
Beam, beam.
Buzz.
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 Buzz. Future!
Zach's been sick all week, and every time that he coughs, he makes this look in his face that, like, his life is about to end, that there's no reason to go on, that it's, like, all over for him, that he's been choking for 5 or 6 hours now. You want to do it?
I don't have to, but
make the I'll face for the audience
so that everyone can see.
And then he just...
Well, I'm trying to suppress it.
But it's like... You see how wide my eyes are opening?
I don't want to be the coughing guy.
You should just cough.
There's a lot of those.
Iced coffee. Bada bing, bada boom.
Whoa. That almost brought me over what we call the fine FCC line.
Bada bim, bada bip. You think you're not allowed to say bim on air?
Well, I wasn't going to say bim. I was going to say shim. Shim. I said it.
Take that, FCC. Take that.
Yeah, you
Jeff
can't.
Jeff Sessions.
Whoa.
I don't think he's on the FCC.
Probably not. So something else. So in case you didn't catch it from before, this show is sponsored by Ticketmaster and Yelp Eat 24.
That's not true.
Our slogan is, hire me!
Sorry, so you want to get hired by Ticketmaster?
Or Yelp Eat 24.
Yelp Eat 24 would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be probably better than Ticketmaster. No offense to you, Ticketmaster, but you can't even guarantee the time, place, opponent, roster, and what's the other thing? Date. So if you can't guarantee those things, Ticketmaster, what can I expect when I buy a ticket from you? Did I have a piece of paper that gets me somewhere? I don't know.
We're gearing up a public service announcement. That's the classic one. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council, and your friends at WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's a good one. Chuck, what do we got on the agenda today for Comp40 Labs?
What we got cooking in the pot? We got a macro assembler.
Ah, the macro assembler. And that's not a pair lab?
Let me double check. I'm just going to double check.
Well, he's going to double check.
Just double checking. I'm almost positive it's not. I think if anything, it's encouraged to be not. Yeah, it's actually a mandatory alone lab.
Awesome.
Why don't I post that right now, actually? Oh, cool. I want to play some more music. It's 9:30. It's kind of strange when we show up on time, the show takes a lot longer.
It does.
When we're not 15 minutes late.
It definitely does. We have a lot more time for gags. Alrighty, let's do it.
Cool. Bim, bim. I'm
Wow. That was a nice little song.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. I didn't really need to cough when I coughed. I did it mainly for comedic effect.
That was a percolator.
I'm feeling fine.
Percolator. That's on Guppy. It's out today. By Charlie Bliss.
Who? Charlie Bliss?
Charlie Bliss. Charly.
Now that's an affront to my very existence.
Well.
Charly.
Yep. And then Bliss.
That's horrible. What was the name of the song?
The name of the song was Percolator. The name of the album is Guppy. It's out today. Guppy. Well, that single came out earlier.
That was Guppy.
Doesn't matter. It was good. And I would say that we, on the whole, enjoyed it quite a bit.
I didn't.
Well, that's your problem.
I didn't.
Today is the day... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think we're fine. Today is a day, really, about the power of two things. The spoken word and the story. And these two really do go together. So earlier, we did show you a little bit about the power of the spoken word. We took something. We took our... handsome corporate overlord Ticketmaster's promise to you, the ticket holder, and we put that to music and we let you hear that for the first time. And now we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to take a story written by one of at least when I think of the US's greatest nonfiction authors, written by one of them, and we're gonna do something just a little bit similar to that. So we hope that you do enjoy this story, because it's a good one. It's a classic. It's been told hundreds of times, but it somehow really never manages to lose its effect. So here you go. Here's a nice new story by Alex the Voice.
Cool.
Right, please read. I've told this story a few times in lab, but it's worth repeating again. Advice will follow. When I took 40 and did the UM...
Try again later. I will not have things that I've written be spoken in such a way.
Hey, come on, let's give it a listen.
One character was so important. We tested our program on hello.um and cat.um.
We're telling the bots too much.
Everything was working fine. Then, we tried mid-mark and got some assertion failure that indicated a segmented load or store failed. We proceeded to change many parts of our code related to our segmented memory, hoping we would solve the issue
this
that
is
was
horrible
happening
to,
in
this
mid-mark.
This is horrible to hear.
Fast forward 8 hours, and we...
I refuse to hear any more of this.
Charlie Meyer is one of the greatest non-fiction storytellers...
I'm pretty good.
...that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky. I almost took all of your Piazza notes and pasted them into a text
into one text file.
Yeah.
I just sent out a Piazza note.
I know. That's what gave me the idea.
I understand. All right. Let's,
All right. Well...
Let's play some more music.
There's only a minute left of this. You might as well just...
Writing and debugging code. One is the path that 2014 Charlie took. Write code. Test later. If for a given project, writing the code takes 10 hours. If you're lucky, debugging testing will take you 2 more hours and then you're done. If you're unlucky, debugging can take 4, 5, or in my case 8 hours. Total, you can expect to spend 12-18 hours. The
12-18 hours.
Carefully build tests and use them as you write your code.
I don't think we should be teaching
writing
the bots
the
general
still takes
purpose
10 hours,
debugging strategies.
Testing will now take something like 5 hours. But the likelihood of a nasty bug appearing is far less, so debugging will maybe take an extra hour or so. So, we can expect to spend 15 hours total. As you see in the example, if you're lucky, you can save a ton of time by not testing. That is a bad way to think. In all likelihood, you will make mistakes when you code. Everyone in the world does, because coding isn't easy. It's really satisfying to find that one tiny bug that messed up your program, but as you write bigger and bigger programs, searching for that one bug will become increasingly difficult and increasingly frustrating. So, please learn from my mistakes and unit test. Story and the...
All right, do we have anything better to do?
Not really.
All right, what, can we do something else?
Yeah.
Let's play a song.
We can do whatever we want. It's our radio show.
All right.
All right.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sponsored by Ticketmaster.
We're graduating from college in a month.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's a little spooky.
It's spooky.
How many more shows do we have?
This
is the part of this show where we start getting nostalgic.
Sentimental.
One week, 2 week, 3 week, four.
5 weeks, 6 weeks, 5 weeks, seven weeks,
5 weeks, I'm going to be in Reykjavik.
Oh, wow. That's too soon. Well, I guess we have 4 weeks. There are 4 weeks left of Dat Heart Radio. What will happen as we lead up to the boisterous season series finale? Boisterous.
Just two boys sitting in a stress.
Boisterous.
All right, play more music.
Boisterous. Okay, we're going to play something boisterous. We're going to play something boisterous.
Me. it's lit, oh yeah, 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 it's lit, oh yeah. Writing the code takes 10 hours. If you're blocking, debugging testing will take you 2 more hours and then you're done. If you're unlucky, debugging can take 4, 5, or in my case 8 hours. Total, you can expect to spend 12-18 hours. The other is to carefully build tests and use them as you write your code.
Ding a dang dong, and we the champion.
Beam, beam. Well, we've, oh, I hear the buzz. Buzz, 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 buzz. We've showed you the inner depths of our minds today.
Inner depths.
Whoa. We are really happy that you were able to follow us down there. You know, take us, that we were able to take you on a journey through Charlie's story, through, Ticketmaster policies, through new music, through old music, through the boisterous beret. And I know that you're going to be saddling along as we lead you up to the grand series finale. But what would, you know, one of these last four episodes really be without?
Traffic report. So, Zach, you're going the wrong way.
No, where's the traffic?
Hey, well, you went to the side of the station that doesn't have the window.
Is it over here? Is the traffic over here? All right. So today, for traffic, we've got about...
He's looking at the regulatory information from the station. Don't listen to him. It's got nothing to do with the traffic.
So one of them... See, these ones are really nice and crowded. They have to do with power up and power down. And then the other two are just letters from the FCC. So that's our FM broadcast license. So it's a crowded wall over there. If you're looking to be a piece of regulatory information today in WMFO, you're going to have a hard time finding a place to go. On the other hand, if you're looking to be a car on College Avenue, well, you're also going to have a hard time because cars are obsolete, my friend. Everyone's flying around in spaceships and, you know, you got to land on the heliport. I know that if usually with a spaceship you would want to be landing somewhere other than a heliport, but it turns out we built all these spaceships, but we didn't really build the infrastructure for those to land, so they're still landing on all these legacy heliports. Of course, this is a problem because those are really only on the tops of like hospitals and like other important buildings. So we have a massive hospital roof caving in situation because everyone is landing their spaceships on top of hospitals. So I've been asked to inform you by the FCC, who is the master of the regulatory information, which before I was giving you information about, you know, summary information about regulatory information. They have asked me to inform you, please do not land your spaceships on hospitals.
Okay.
And that is the traffic report. Thank you.
Okay, I think that's about it. All we have for the show today.
Yeah, that's really...
Let's go to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're running out. We'll see you next week, friends.
On the fourth to last show you'll ever hear until the bots take over.
Do, 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 do. That's the sound that the bots make when they boot up.
You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm not afraid to die. Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.